Now, I wanted to note the fact that tomorrow is World Day of Remembrance for road traffic victims. So many of us have been touched by this, either directly or indirectly. And a group that has done great work in helping those who have lost someone through a road traffic collision is the Park Group. And its chair is Inishowen woman, Susan Gray. Hi, Susan.
Good morning, Grace.
How important has tomorrow become, in your opinion, for those who've lost loved ones in road traffic collisions?
Well, Greg, it's essential that there's a day put by, one day put by every year, so that we can remember everybody that we've lost on the roads and acknowledge the great service of the emergency service, and not to forget all those that were seriously injured in crashes over the years.
We never allow ourselves to really to think this could happen to us. And when it does, tragically, we're ill-prepared in that we don't know what to do, we don't know what to expect, we don't know what happens next. And with that in mind, some time ago, Park created a booklet, didn't you?
Yeah, it's called Finding Your Way, a guide for families of victims following the death of or serious injury of a loved one on the roads. We produced it first and got copyright in 2012 because we realised after we lost our loved ones that we didn't understand the procedures that followed. You know, the part, the role that the DPP had in it. Who was the DPP? Inquest, how did they work? The Garda investigation, what information were we entitled to? What way did it work? How long would an investigation take? What questions were we entitled to ask? Oh, there was a mountain of stuff that we just did not understand. So we met with the Garda Commissioner then, who was Faulkner Murphy, in 2010 in Garda headquarters, and we asked him what document is there for families following a fatal crash to explain everything to them. And we were told there is none.
And there was a challenge, sorry Susan, there was a challenge then too in sort of, you know, getting the arrangements in place to get this booklet, to get this information to people. I mean, that was a piece of work in itself.
Oh, it took 2 to 3 years, Greg. We had to meet senior officials in Garda headquarters for them to explain about, you know, who attends the scene, the forensics, the crime scene investigators, everything like that. Then we met with senior coroners to explain to us how the inquest worked after the fatal crash and how the families, what they were entitled to there. Then we met with the DPP's office was very supportive as well, and they sent us information on their role. The ambulance service who attend fatal crashes, families didn't realise they were entitled to information for them, so they helped us. So it took us 2 to 3 years, Greg, to compile all that information with help from the guards, the RFA, and all the other departments that I mentioned, and the Department of Transport as well was very helpful. So then we produced it, we did fundraising for it, we produced the first edition in 2012, and since then each year we update it with valuable, say, road traffic laws, that's, you know, new laws that's come in, or anything that's essential to families, to keep updating them. So this year, the major update or the major addition to the 2016 edition was the fact that the Garda Commissioner agreed to stop charging families, free families.
That was a big one. To give us the background to that, Susan, in that, you know, if people wanted to acquire this information that had been collated for their own records or to look through it for themselves or for whatever reason, this info was there. It just needed to be photocopied and forwarded on to families. There was some massive quotes being dished out, wasn't there?
Yes, and we tackled 3 Garda commissioners on this, and the third time lucky, Garda Commissioner Noreen O'Sullivan listened. Families were being charged €40 for each photocopy of a witness statement that they wanted from the Garda. Now, in some cases, some crashes, there would have been hundreds of witnesses. So you can imagine the amount them families would have to pay. Then they had to pay for copies of photographs, anything like that, they had to pay on a copy of the Garda abstract of the investigation. So we felt it was totally unfair, and families were continually coming to us asking for our help because, number one, they couldn't believe they were in charge. Number two, some of them couldn't afford it after the fatal crash with funeral expenses and everything else.
Or even so, have to go through the backwards and forwards and the, you know, it's just a hassle that you certainly don't need.
No, you don't. Not at a time. And it was insulting to them. And it was so upsetting because, you know, here's families going through such pain and grief. And they're grasped. They want information, anything to do with their loved one's death. And here they were being charged for that information, basic information.
Okay. Well, now, that new information is in this new booklet, the updated 2016 version, and it's launched as part of World Day of Remembrance, which, as we mentioned, is tomorrow. You're travelling to Cork, are you, Susan?
Yeah, every year. So last day, this is our eighth year doing it, and we try to have it in a different county every year. So this year we're having it in Cork. Cork had the highest, when we discovered a few months ago that Cork had the highest rate of road deaths. We decided to have it there this year, and Chief Superintendent Aidan Reid, who's head of the Traffic Corps of Dublin, he's going to attend and launch the 2016 edition of our guide there. So we're delighted with that because he was put in charge by the Garda Commissioner to review the fees charged to families earlier this year. So we thought it was only right and proper that he would have come to launch it, and he agreed.
Okay, listen, so, Susan. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
Families are sending photographs to, you know, for the Remembrance Day. Park members and members of Garda Síochána will be reading out the names of all those that have died in the last year. Then we invite families up that have lost loved ones over the years to place a butterfly in our memory tree and say a few words about their loved one, and then refreshments afterwards. So it'll be a lovely and hopefully, you know,
a real mix of emotions, I'd imagine, especially for those who've lost people a little bit of time ago. It's a real mix of emotions, I'd imagine, Susan, finally.
Yeah, when it's more recent, you know.
It's very raw, yeah.
We have a lot of members that have lost loved ones very recently, so it will be very emotional, but it's essential to them that their loved ones remembered, you know, tomorrow, especially tomorrow, and every day, you know, for them they'll never forget. Mm-hmm. But it's nice that nationally tomorrow everybody will remember and to learn from that grief and pain that's been put on people to take more care in the road.
All right, Susan. Listen, always a pleasure.
Okay.
Always a pleasure to speak to you.
Okay.
Pleasure. Thanks,
right,
Susan.
Bye-bye.
That is Susan Gray there of Park. Tomorrow, World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims. And I know there's people listening that will have been affected and touched by that, and I think we all are because we're a tight-knit community, and if we lose someone in the community, we are all affected. So it's a really important thing.